Shares. Market.
The S&P.
The ASX.
Stocks.
This is Motley Fool Money.
Welcome to Motley Fool Money, the Money Hacks Edition, our short weekly check-in on how you can make the most of your money. I'm Scott Phillips, and with me, as always, is Dr. Anirban Mahanty. Now, Doc, one of the questions that we get asked pretty regularly, but also one of the things that is really, really important for people, can be either expensive or very, very useful, or maybe even both, is insurance. Now, we've done health insurance before. This time, I want to talk about personal insurance. That is life insurance, if we happen to fall off the twig, or income protection insurance, which pays us a portion of our incomes if we are incapacitated and can't work. What do you say, mate? Life and income protection insurance, is it an expensive rort or an expensive but necessary and worthwhile piece of financial, basically, well-being?
All right. So I'll first say this is, you know, general advice, and, you know, this is just what I think is the case. I consider both of these things to be very important, largely because, again, anybody can become incapacitated for any number of reasons, right? Mm. Sure, there are, you know, occupational hazards. Some occupations might be more hazardous than others, but irrespective of that, lots of things can happen, right? You could have a stroke and you could become incapacitated, for example,
right,
and not able to work.
You're hit by the proverbial bus on the way out of here after lunch, right?
Yeah, and that could also happen. And because all these things can happen, it's important that, you know, if you have income protection, then what it does, it covers a portion up to maybe 75% of your income,
right,
from the point when that thing happens until, you know, basically for the rest of your working life, effectively. And that's really useful, because if you've got obligations in the form of debt payments that you need to make, you know, mortgage payments that you need to make, and other, you know, day-to-day living cost expenses, then, you know, this is really going to, you know, be a lifesaver at that point, right? And this is one of those things, is like any other insurance, you actually don't want it to kick in.
Yeah.
But you would absolutely, at least I would absolutely repent not having it if it were to happen and I didn't have the insurance. So, you know, it's and the same thing with life insurance too. Anybody can have any deadly disease. Again, you don't wish that these things happen, but, you know, the reality is that these things do happen and people can die. And if people die or are, you know, terminally ill, then the insurance will actually get paid out to those people who get left behind, who have to now deal with not just the loss of their loved one, but also the fact that they're now economically worse off. Right, so this is a little bit of a, you know, a way to save yourself off the troubles that can happen, and, you know, again, you don't wish for it, but
insurance is one of those things. It's always a waste of money until you need to claim on it, right?
Yeah.
If you've had house insurance for 25 years, and you never had a fire, you think, well, that was a waste of money. I spent all that money on it. The person who's had the house fire and gets their house made good after spending 5, 6, 10, 12 years of paying insurance premiums, that's a pretty cheap price to pay for the insurance that it provides. And that's kind of the thing, right? None of us want to be, as you said, Doc, none of us want to be the person it happens to, but it's going to happen to somebody. Every day, you know, literally every day, right? So today, someone is going to get hit by a bus. Someone's going to have a stroke. Someone's going to be unnecessarily, or unexpectedly, I should say, diagnosed with cancer. Now, hopefully it's not you, but it's somebody, and it's probably someone you know, it's probably someone else listening to this podcast, unfortunately. It will happen to everybody. Now, there are people who don't need, arguably, this insurance. If you don't have any dependents, if you've already paid off your house, if you've got a massive nest egg, you probably need to keep paying for this insurance. If you're young and you don't have any, you're not married or you don't have any kids, you probably don't need this insurance. So there are reasons why you might not have insurance, but it is one of those things that if you care about your loved ones, and we know you do, it's the sort of thing you want to be able to do the right thing by. You don't want to think about your wife, husband, partner, having to try and battle along financially, economically, disadvantaged because you're no longer there. Similarly, if you have something go wrong with you, not only do you not stop working, but you may well have increased medical expenses to pay and that kind of stuff. And it's, again, tempting to want to skimp on this stuff because, hey, maybe it won't happen to me, particularly when we're young, right? We're always invincible. But really, really valuable, really important. Shop around by all means. Get the best possible policy you can. Make sure it's with a reputable provider who will pay you out. So we've seen some insurance out of the Royal Commission, it didn't exactly go to plan. But generally speaking, these are insurances that are really, really valuable, really important. If you want to be responsible for yourself and your family, please consider getting these insurances. Grab an insurance broker, jump online, find out how you can better protect your family and do the right thing by them if the worst was to happen. That's it for this week's Motley Fool Money Hacks. We'll see you next week. Full on.
Full on.
The Motley Fool and people appearing in this program may have positions in the companies mentioned. General advice only. Please speak to your financial professional to understand how it may pertain to your situation. Subscribe to the free newsletter at fool.com.au/MMM. The Motley Fool operates under Financial Services License 400691.